Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I would like to give a short demonstration of a program called Accessible Podcatcher. It's available through WebIE. I have a link on my website if you would like to go there and download it. It's a longer name, so I'm not going to try to read it out here, but if you go to my website, Blind Geek Zone, and you go to the links section and you use your header keys to go down to the utilities section of that page, you can find the accessible podcatcher link in there. Accessible podcatcher is a very simple program. It's good for people that really don't like to use Juice, that maybe don't know how to use a podcatcher real well. Juice sometimes tends to be a bit much for beginners. And as I'm going to show you here, Accessible Podcatcher is very, very simple to use. Very accessible, really 100% accessible. JAWS, there's nothing you can't get to in it. No JAWS cursoring or anything like that. Just tab around and enjoy. So I have Podcatcher up. And let's just look around. The first list box we come into is the list of feeds. Accessible Podcatcher comes with a few feeds already in it.
Samuel's Radio, ACB Radio Main Menu.
One of them being ACB Radio Main Menu.
Samuel's Radio, 514 Left Baron, BBC Right Baron, Pete News Central. In Our Time Left Baron, BBC 4 Right Baron, Pigeon Radio. News Desk Left Baron, The Guardian Right Baron, Nova Science Now Left Baron, TBS Right Baron, Real Reviews Dash Films Worth Watching, Teach 42, Newsweek, Radio 1's Music Interviews Left Baron, BBC Right, LibriVox Free Audio Book, Blind Geek Zone.
And of course, Blind Geek Zone isn't in there by default, but it can easily be added, and I'll show you how to do that here in a moment. If we tab again,
Tab, Graphic 940 List Box, Windows Unattended Installation Part 1-5.
You will be in the list of feed, or not the list of feeds, but the list of podcasts for the particular feed you've selected. And these are my podcasts.
And creating a podcast dash creating a podcast. NVDA dash NVDA free screen read. Windows unattended installation part 1-5. Windows unattended installation part 2-5. Windows unattended installation update dash. Windows list BGZ wireless networking dash. NVDA dash NVDA creating a podcast dash creating a podcast.
So you just go up and down through your list here, select the one you want to listen to.
Tab, play button.
Alt plus L.
If you tab again, you have a play button.
Tab, frame one left right slider, 99%.
And if you tab again, you have a volume slider from 0 to 100.
Tab, left right slider, 0%.
If you tab again, you have a seek slider for forward and backwards. So let's shift tab back to the play button.
Shift tab, frame one left, shift tab, play button.
Alt plus L.
And you just hit your space bar on that.
Space, frame one left right slider, 99%.
And the podcast will begin playing.
Hi, this is Rick.
And there I am.
Today, I'd like to go over
94%, 90.
How to create a podcast.
68%.
And you can adjust your volume.
60.
Email me in the past month or two.
Up or down with your slider.
Tap, forward button.
Alt plus W.
Tap, back button.
Alt plus K.
While it's playing, you have a forward and a back button.
Tap, left right slider, 0%.
Hardware walk.
50%.
I'd like to go over how to create a podcast. I've had...
Tap, podcast, colon, list box, blind peak zone.
And if you tap back around, you get back to your list of feeds.
Tap, graphic 900, tap, stop button. Space, frame one, left right slider, 100%.
So as you can see, navigation is very, very simple. We also have a few menus that I will go through and show you briefly.
Menu bar, file.
We have a file menu.
Menu, file menu, save, control, plus S.
S.
Import.
I.
Export.
E.
You can import and export your feeds.
Exit.
X.
Save, control, plus S.
S.
I think the save actually will save the particular podcast you've selected to your computer.
Leaving menus, frame one left right slider, 100%, menu bar, file,
F,
podcast,
C.
We have a podcast folder, or podcast menu.
Menu, podcast menu, add podcast,
A.
This is where you add your podcast. If I go into here,
enter leaving menus, new podcast dialog, enter the name of the new podcast, colon, enter the name of the new podcast, colon, edit.
All you have to do to add a feed is simply go to whatever website, find the XML feed link, copy it from the site, come into the accessible podcatcher, come here, paste your link here.
Tap OK button.
And press the OK button.
Escape frame one left right slider 100%.
That will add the feed to your feeds list. That's all there is to it.
Menu bar file. Podcast. See. Menu podcast menu. Add pop delete podcast. See.
If you want to get rid of podcasts from the podcast feed menu, you can go to the delete.
Edit podcast.
If you want to edit an entry, you go here and edit.
Sort podcast.
You can sort.
Add podcast.
And we're back up to add.
Leaving menus, frame one left right slider, 100%.
So that is very, very simple. Adding podcasts to this are very, very simple. Just find the XML link on the website, copy it, come into here, go to your
menu podcast, see.
Podcasts folder, or menu item, I'm sorry, menu, and go to add podcast, paste it in, and do an OK, and there you go, and off you're running.
Audio.
We have an audio menu.
Menu, audio menu, play control plus T.
And this basically just gives you your controls for playing.
Stop, escape, unavailable.
Stop.
Pause, control plus
pause.
E. Skip forwards, control plus F.
Skip.
Skip backwards, control
backwards.
Plus E. Increase volume, control plus I.
Volume up and down.
Decrease volume, control, play control plus T. Help menu, manual. About. Manual.
There's a manual that you can refer to. Don't think there's a whole lot in that, but you can refer to that.
Escape menu bar, help.
And I'm going to very, very quickly just show you how to add a feed.
Tab, leaving menus, frame one left right slider, 100% add, left right slider, tab, cast colon list box, blind peak zone.
And I'm going to press my delete key on the Blind Geek Zone.
Confirm delete podcast dialog. Are you sure you want the delete Blind Geek Zone? Yes button.
Alt plus Y.
Tell it yes.
Space. Cast colon list box. ACB radio. ACB radio. Family health radio.
Okay, I'm going to go out to the internet.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view list view. Might be Blind Geek Zone. Don't enter.
I'm going to go to my page.
Windows Internet Explorer. Blind dash B dash zone.
Nine headings and six
zone. Welcome to the Blind Audio Tutorials colon heading level 2. Blank.
I'm going to go find my XML link.
Link my audio files. Check here often for new audio file. Outlook Express, Windows Maintenance and Secure Plan. I have a podcast feed as well, so if you want to download my tooth plan. http://www.blind-beat-zone.net/bgz_feed.xml.
And there it is. I'm going to copy it.
Selected. http://www. Copied.
And I'm going to close this.
Alt F4. Alt Tab. Podcatcher dialog. Podcast code.
Back into the podcatcher.
Menu bar. Podcast.
See.
Going to go to podcast menu.
Menu, podcast menu, add podcast.
I'm going to add.
Enter leaving menus, new podcast dialog. Enter the name of the new podcast.
I'm going to paste.
Tab, OK button, OK button.
And do an OK.
Enter new podcast dialog. Enter the web address URL for the new podcast colon. Enter the web address URL for the new podcast colon.
Oops, did that wrong. Yeah, that's nice.
Paste it. Enter cast colon list box. http://www.blind-beat-librivox-free-audio. http://www.
Let's try this one more time. Because I did this a little bit incorrectly, and I want to describe it again. So I'm going to delete it.
Confirm delete pod space, cast colon list box, ACB radio main, podcast,
see.
Go to my podcast menu.
Menu, podcast menu, add, enter.
Leave add.
New podcast dialog, enter the name of the new podcast, colon, enter the...
The name of the new podcast is what you want to call it.
T-H-E space D-L-I-N-D space G-E-E-K space Z-N-N-O-N-E space E-O-D-C-A-S-T.
And I called it the Blind Geek Zone Podcast.
Tab, OK button.
Doing OK.
Space, new podcast dialog. Enter the web address URL for the new podcast colon. Enter the web address.
Now, URL, podcast, colon. Paste your feed address here.
Paste it. Tab, OK button.
Tab to OK.
Enter cast colon list box. The Blind Geek Zone Podcast. LibriVox free off the Blind Geek Zone Podcast.
And there you go.
Tab, graphic 940 list box. Windows unattended installation part end. Creating a podcast dash creating a podcast.
And it picks up my feeds just that quick. And that's about it. It's a very, very simple program. Nothing much to it. Very simple, very easy to use. Good for people that don't want to download hundreds and hundreds of podcasts at once. As you would have to do with Juice, you know, it's going to download all your feeds for you onto the computer. If you just simply want to go and listen, then the Accessible Podcatcher probably is going to be better for you. I've heard some reports about it having problems with certain feeds, and that's probably due to something being wrong in the XML code of the feed. I had the same problem on my site. Somebody notified me that Accessible Podcatcher wouldn't play my feed. Was able to get that fixed. I just had a simple problem in my XML file, fixed that, and it's been fine ever since. So, but for the most part, I think it'll work out fine for the beginners that just simply want to listen to podcasts and pick and save podcasts, you know, that they want and not have to have all of them.
NVDA-NVDA free screen reader.
I don't think.
Applications. Creating a podcast - creating a podcast. NVDA-NVDA free screen reader.
Okay, you don't have an applications key, so you can't.
Right click. Creating a podcast - creating.
Yeah. So I think what you have to do.
NVDA-NVDA.
Is go up to menu file.
Menu, file menu, save control plus S. Enter. Leaving menus. Save audio file dialog. File name colon edit combo. NVDA.mp3.
Yeah, there you go. So you select the podcast that you want to save. Go up to file and save. And just tell it.
Escape. Podcatcher dialog. Graphic 940 list box. NVDA.
Where you want to save it. And that's basically all there is to this program. It's a very, very simple program. Very easy to use. And I recommend it for all newbie podcatchers. And that wraps this up. Hope this has been helpful to those of you that are trying to learn how to use this program. And I'll talk to you later. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon, rharmon, at blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.